Frontline healthcare workers are ready to go into the high-risk zone to cater for Ebola patients. And inside a hot and humid tent, 55-year-old Felicia parades the team for dressing. In front of her are masks, face shields, and other personal protective equipment. The back exit door of this tent separates the outside wall from the high-risk zone, where patients, most of them very sick and contagious, are admitted.
Coming is not nice.
Every staff who goes into the high-risk zone to attend to the patients must stop here to go through a well-defined sequence of dressing in head-to-toes protective gear. And it is the responsibility of Felicia to make sure everything is perfect and that the staff are safe to go in.
My coming in here, I was scared. Even my mother told me not to come here. But I came here to save life. I can't dress to go to the world front. I just there to dress them to go.
Felicia was the unlikeliest candidate for this job. A few years ago, she was a petty trader in her hometown of Kenema. She was recruited as a Red Cross volunteer by a relative who convinced her that she would be serving humanity being a volunteer. When Ebola hit Kenema, local Red Cross branch trained her to work in this treatment center. All the staff who comes here to get dressed must exercise maximum discipline because of the risks associated with the task. And Felicia has a no-nonsense look that even scares some people here, and she is very strict about procedures. Because of this, her colleagues call her the Iron Lady.
Well, I tell them not to go, they will not go, unless I finish dressing. I tell them to go before taking off to go to the high zoom area, you see. They will take my command.
Felicia works here at least 8 hours every day and she loves her job. But back in her house, the family is worried about her being here.
My grandchild, you know, sometimes she fear after work. I reach home, she fear. She can encourage me, Mama, when you go to the center, don't touch anybody. I say, okay. Don't play with anybody. I say, okay. My daughter, the big one, she can't come closer to me because she fear.
Inside here, Felicia is a very important person. She is loved and adored, and her contribution to save lives is immensely appreciated. But outside the corridors of this center, she faces rejection and discrimination.
It's a long story, see, because I'm a Muslim. You know, they don't appreciate me. Even when I enter the mosque to pray, they reject me. People run away from me, but still I can pray, then I step out. Everybody run away from me, my friends.
Despite these difficulties, Felicia is upbeat and no amount of rejection or discrimination can make her quit this job. Reporting for RFI, I'm Sharif Bojang in Kenema, Eastern Sierra Leone.